Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Νομίζω κάνει φοβερή δουλειά στην ομονία.
Λοιπόν, εντάξει, το κίνημα θα open the door to find, I will keep the taxi. And I close the door and I want to go inside and Kylian go out.
You're going to get someone messaging you afterwards saying, why did you mention me?
Hey, fuck them.
She say you, I cry because you are here today.
Πάμε σήμερα καμφτιά, λέω, αύριε, γάμω,
oh my God! Welcome to another edition of the No Chop Desk podcast. The reason why I started off saying, oh my God, sorry, before I do the introduction, I was giving Chris a crash course on how to use StreamYard, the do's and don'ts, how you need to press certain buttons, all that kind of stuff. And the one thing I forgot to do was remove this little banner at the bottom. So I'm guessing the whole time the intro was going on, this banner was floating at the bottom. Was it at the bottom, Chris? This is what happens. You've been at work all day and you rush home to watch the second half. Well, I'm here. I've got Chris here. I've got Roy. Gentlemen, how are we this fine evening, this fine winter's evening?
Είμαστε καλά, ρε φίλε. Okay, obviously, always the performance and the win helps. Unfortunately, the last few results weren't the ones we expected, but today was overall a good performance. No complaints from me. A lot of youngsters, a lot of Cypriots. We started with 6 youngsters and 40s as a Cypriot, 7. I don't know when was the last time we started with 7 Cypriots again. It was going to be a very difficult game, as we agreed and we said in previous podcasts and the messages in the group we have. But overall, a convincing, I would say, performance, a fair win. And we move on to the next one. We don't have time to celebrate a lot about it, but it was a good win today. It was a good win. Hello, guys.
Hello, Chris.
Yes, sir.
What did you make of the win, my friend? What did you make of it?
Feet on the ground. I think it was a very mature performance. We got the job done. That's all. I just on to the next. Hopefully, we can keep it up. Formation-wise, I liked it. I was happy with it. And I actually felt really comfortable with our midfield. And I think the kids did amazing today. I'm really proud of them. I mean, it was a mature performance. They handled the game nicely. And as an overall, I'm happy. I'm happy. And I just want to go on to the next one. Hopefully, we can keep it up and just take it from there. What about you, Star?
In all fairness, boys, I was very pleased with the lineup. I said it this morning that I wanted to see that midfield 4, and I got what I wanted, and they didn't let me down. The thing is, what we need to take into consideration here, boys, is that granted, Olympiacos they got a new manager, and it's their first game under Alcaraz, isn't it? So they approached the game with a very different system to what we're used to seeing from them. It was a 3-4-3 effectively with them tonight. And what they didn't do, which I was more worried about, was that they would pack the midfield and be really physical. When they did it from time to time when it came to pressing, when it came to the two kids on the ball. But on the balance of play, as Roy said, I think it was a controlled performance. But I think there's one thing that we need to mention when it comes to that four-man midfielder, that four-boy midfield. There's a total combined age of 74. Eh? 74.
Insane.
74. You got 18-year-old, a 17-year-old, a 19-year-old, and a 20-year-old. And John Lees was the senior one out of them. And I think for a game of this importance, if you want to talk about, you know, the opponent, how they always give us problems, how they've always got physical players, Asimeno and Humbo were second to none today. Now, don't get me wrong, my MVP was Loizon. I'll go into that in just a moment. But I think in terms of retrieving the ball, in terms of turnover, in terms of the ability, in terms of watching where the next man's going, watching where you're going to distribute the ball, they were composed. They didn't do anything stupid. They were confident. They didn't look like teenagers on that field. They looked like they were seasoned pros. Now, this isn't me bigging them up and being above the level, so to speak. I'm not the kind of person to say, oh, yeah, they're going to kick on. They're going to be great. What is that noise? Is it you, Chris? Is it you fighting your dog again? no, but I'm not going to get, you know, up there and say, oh, they're going to be like world beaters or whatever. But let's be 100% honest. You know, it's the first time they've played together in a league game, if I'm not mistaken. And they didn't put a foot wrong. As I said, they were comfortable. They weren't in awe of the occasion. It wasn't like, oh, shit, we're going into this game. We're without Yordi. We're without Mix. We're without Bashiru. We've got no one senior here to hold our hand. They got into the game from the first whistle. And listen, you saw them coming off when they were being substituted. They looked knackered, Asimeno especially, yeah? But, you know, I think this is positive for us. I think the performance was good. All right. Olympiacos had the chance where they hit the post and Fabi had a couple of saves to make from long range. And there was a shot from Carr, I think, outside of his boot, which he dealt with. Huber had a good game. Banayodo had a good game. Lesiak's looked like the Lesiak's of old in terms of getting forward, putting the ball in the box. Kiko again at right back was brilliant. Okay, I didn't think he had a good game. Or sorry, I didn't think he had a great game against Buffon, but his assist made up for it. And all in all, look, we can only look at the score and look at the result and look at the performance. I think we deserved it. Foddy scored the penalty. And that's something I wanted to ask you guys about because I haven't seen it since the incident. So I haven't watched anything at halftime. I haven't been on YouTube. When I saw Guggle breaking through and it was brought down, the first thing I thought was he's just outside the penalty area. And the second thing I thought was the keeper's got to go. Whether it's in or out, he's got to go. So I've had my little, what's it called, monologue here, and I've said what I had to say in this respect. But what did you guys make of the penalty decision? Like I said, personally, at first viewing, and even now, because I haven't seen it again, I think it was a little bit outside the box, but you guys could tell me other.
Listen, I'm always honest. Was it 100% in the box? I'm not sure. I was a little bit shocked with the card. I thought it was a red card straight, but supposedly there's a new rule, the way the ball goes. I don't know how the commentator explained it. And I don't understand this rule. And that's why it wasn't a red.
Ναι, ότι δεν ήταν σε ξεκαθαρή θέση να σκοράρει και επειδή δίνεται το πέναρτι θεωρείται εκείνη η τιμωρία και πιάνεις κίτρινη αντικοτσίνη.
What, is it because he was going away from goal? Because he wasn't running at goal, he was running away from it?
Yeah. Okay, as far as the penalty is concerned, I think it was just at the edge. So I think when it's on the line, it's a penalty. So it was a difficult decision. Don't get me wrong, I'm not going to try and turn black into white or the other way around. It was a gray area. It was marginal, you know. I think it was there on the line. But I don't know if, you know, even the Olympiacos players said I don't know. We didn't have the chance to hear what the manager said or anyone else said. But overall, I think it was a penalty, referee. Doraya din Gaftan says every year they change the rules and regulations, even though this rule has not been... It's been around for a couple of years now, I think. And then again, so the... που τη στιγμή που δίνεται το πέναλτι, τσίνο θεωρείται η τιμωρία και πάει η κάρτα κίτρινη, ας πούμε. Τώρα, αν ήταν άλλος πως, δηλαδή αν ήταν έξω από την περιοχή και ήταν φάουλ, μπορεί να το δείξουν κοτσίνι, καταλαβες. Έχει και τσι πράγματα, αλλά εντάξει, τούτο νομίζω ότι είναι. Just going back to what Stel said, what worried me the most today, and I think in the last couple of years, Olympiakos was the team where we had the most problem dealing with them, especially in the middle of the park when it comes to the physicality. And even though I thought the youngsters came in with a bit of more enthusiasm, I thought Asimenos needed a few more minutes to get involved into the game, whereas Hambos, I think, has a bit more confidence when it comes to the game. And I think as the game progressed, they were both building more confidence, and they didn't get bullied, they didn't get intimidated, and they were up against like fucking strong bodies. And it adds to what Stel was saying earlier that, you know, they stood their ground. They didn't take any shit. You know, we've always been saying this for the past, I don't know how many weeks, that we should stand our ground. We should, you know, how you said it still.
Fire with fire.
Fire with fire, yeah. So
shit housing.
Yeah, okay. There wasn't so much shit housing, but at least you saw them stand their ground. You know, And they did it really well. And as the game progressed, they were more involved, especially Hambos. Yeah, I think Hambos got characteristics in his game that he reminds me a bit of Bashiru in some aspects of his games. Game. The way, not so much the game reading, but the way he likes to be directed and give the through balls and you know, Bashu likes to play the ball to the person in front of him rather than on the side or back. Hambos does that. He refki din bayandin gahedi. So maybe it was okay. Maybe it was wrong of me to say that. But
No. Because the thing is, I think with Bashiru, he's more of a defensive-minded player where he's going to track a runner. He's going to win the ball back. I don't think Humboy is that kind of player. I think he reminds me a bit like Michael Carrick. Remember Michael Carrick was United, where, you know, he will spray a 20-yard square ball, or he always looked to play in front, but he can read the game as well from a midfield perspective. And I think Asimeno is, he complements Humboy, because Humboy will do the creative side, whereas Asimeno, today there are some instances where, you know, he wouldn't just get stuck in, but he'd win the ball back and he'd look to play it square or backward. There wasn't that air of panic in him. He didn't have that in him today. And I'm not saying don't get me wrong, like I said, I haven't seen him enough to judge. But given his performance today and given Humble's performance, like I said in my Instagram stories, and I repeat what I said earlier, I wanted to see them two in the team. Because there's something that we say in England, if you're good enough, you're old enough. Yeah? So if you've got the ability, then you can play. And those two showed that in a game like this, I'm not saying throw him in against Apollon and throw him in against Ajax and see what they can do. Obviously, that this is still early days. It's still early days in their careers. Humble's 19, Asimeno's 17, right? But what we're seeing here is the evolution of our players and how credit to the coaching staff from the academy. This is something that we don't talk about enough, I believe, anyway. You know, we spoke about, you know, a certain Mr. Fredberg, and we spoke to him on the podcast last year. But people like, our friend Lacko, who's been doing work in the background, and other people in the academy, they deserve the credit, because these players are coming through. And it's not just like, oh, they're playing in the under 23s or wherever it is, and then they're just disappearing. these boys are making the bench. Even Lars was on the bench as well. So it's not like, you know, a lot of credit needs to be given to these, to the coaching stuff as well. And I've been digressing, but I'll let you guys talk. I need to say.
I think it's important we give credit where it's due, you know, because okay, when we exchanged the messages on in our group, we knew that there was going to be an element of surprise in the starting 11. We were trying to guess who was going to play in the middle of the park. And another thing we didn't mention, even though it just happened for a few minutes, when the game finished, it was Juste and Kiko in the middle of the park who finished the game. So I'm not sure if it was in our group where I said that I expected Kiko to maybe start in the middle as well. But then, anyway, so there was this element of surprise or the uncertainty, the unexpected of who was going to be the choices. And when Stel said, even though I expected Hambo to start, I wasn't sure about Asimenos. What I did say, and I do agree with Stel, that when you're old enough, you're good enough to play. But here in Cyprus, we have that mentality. And what's that noise in the background? Can everyone hear it? There's like a TV on in the background.
Okay. I'm okay now.
Yeah. So I was saying that, you know, in Cyprus, even though Omonia has put in a lot of youngsters, when Berg did, we won trophies, you know, and now the pressure is on us and people have been wanting to hear about signings and people want the team to start winning. So by putting these kids in, it's not just a matter of the performance they will put. It's also psychological as well. Because if things don't go the way you plan it, obviously, like you said, it's the beginning of their career and their building, but you have to start from somewhere. And I'm very happy that we won the game because of the effort these youngsters put in today. And I know you wanted to say something about Loizos, but today Loizos, especially even the first half as well, the first half was, I think, a little bit more balanced. But the second half, he was running up until the last minute, defending, tackling, tracking back. Being tactically, it was the most complete game I've seen Loizo play, I think. And he should understand that these are the things he has to add in his repertoire if he wants to become a complete player. Because we know what he can do. We know he's skillful. We know he's flashy. He's got bags of skills in his game. But today was a very solid performance. For me, I liked Pana as well. Pana, Hambo, and Loizo today, for me, they were top. And up until the dying minute, I'd say 70th minute, for me, MVP was Pana. But then at the end of the 90 minutes, it's Loizo for me as well. If what do you think, DJ Mu?
Loizo all the way, man. Odijan Aboyvestai was complete, man. I mean, the kid did everything right. He attacking, he was amazing. He was running back. He wasn't stopping. I mean, σε μια φάση νομίζω να φκιο πνεύμονας του. I mean, he couldn't breathe. But that's what we expect. And that's what we want to see from the players. But I think what made today different was they played as a team. They played for each other. They helped each other. And I think that's what helped us get the win. And again, the kids.
Did the performance today remind you performances of last year in the sense that, you know, you remember last year still when Chris wasn't on the show, we were like trying to find the MVP. And it was really difficult because everyone did a lot of things right, and it was difficult to single out one player.
Yeah.
So today we had that one for all and all for one mentality in our game.
Yep.
And it makes it even more important. Again, I can't stress that out enough. If you look at the age and for this as well, like he was there. It's as if, you know, the dad went to play with his sons, you know.
Yeah.
Ναι, ήταν έτσι. Ο Φώτης ήταν καλός. Ο Τζονής του δεύτερου ημιχρόνου ιδιαίτερα ήταν πολύ καλός. Ακόμα και ο Κάκου, που ας πούμε, δεν του ευκήκε πολύ ο παιχνίδι, είναι αλήθεια. Εγκέρδισε το πέναρτι. He should have been a little bit better that time.
Should have finished those chances. Should have finished.
The chance when Foddy squared it to him, 100%, he should have buried that. And I think that's the main... To be honest, that's the only criticism I have of Gagal. He just doesn't get enough goals. You know, if he could get, I don't know, 5 or 6 goals this season and then kick on for next season, his finishing needs to improve big time. But he's still young, man. That's what we need to remember. Like, he's still young. So, you know, it's difficult to get on his back. I can't get on his back. I can't.
Ah, we're not getting on.
No, I'm not saying that.
We're just saying that today, I mean, we all agreed many times this year that Gagal is probably the most improved player we have this season, and one of the few who stepped up this season. But if we're talking about today, even today, it wasn't as if he was bad. But like you said, he has to start finishing, especially now with Dura out and Chepa, you know, not having the season he expected and we expected. The weight falls on his shoulders as well a bit more because, you know, this is, don't forget, his... third season in the first team. So even though he has improved his body, his tactical understanding of the game, he presses, he tracks back, he fights. I mean, it reminded me of the game with Doxa in the first round where he won the penalty again. Mm-hmm. He did it again today, and practically, if it wasn't for him, maybe we wouldn't have won today. But at the end of the day, well, a striker's job, even though we said many times that, you know, it shouldn't just be that, mainly is to score goals, okay? Because we defended Dura a lot, saying the exact opposite. But at the end of the day, you know, a striker's job is first and foremost to score goals, and he has to improve that part.
The thing is, Roy, what I will say about Gagal's performance today, and I know people are going to be critical of him for not scoring, but in all fairness, when you're... he wasn't a central striker because before the effects we played as a second striker with him, but he was the focal point up front. And when you've got 3 central defenders, quick, strong central defenders, it's very difficult to get a sniff. What I was getting frustrated about wasn't Gagal's fault, actually, because when the balls are played over the top to him, they're always down the middle. And when you've got a big central defender like Sambinha there, he's going to eat it all up straight away. Put the ball into the channels and let Gagal run onto it. Let him chase those balls down the channels, which are down wide areas. Because when you do that, you've got your central defender chasing the ball, drawing him out. And that way it allows your wide men to cut in like Johnny's did, like Loizo does often. It's all about pulling players out of position. When you've got someone like, as I mentioned before, with Dura and now with Gagal, players like that, they don't need to score 10, 15 goals a season because what they do off the ball, be it pulling a defender out of position, creating space, being a handful, offering a physical presence, or offering pace, that contributes just as much as a goal does because it allows other people into the game.
Most definitely does. And I think that we all agree and we have said it many times. And I would personally prefer to get goals from all around the pitch and from different players, from defenders, from set pieces, like something similar to what happened last year. But on the other hand, 1 out of 3 strikers should be a bit of a killer when it comes to times where you know you need that goal, you need that guy in the box that what he does best is to finish chances, you know.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I think we've been lacking this since Matt left. Even though Chepa had a good season last year, in all fairness, I would have felt a bit more comfortable if we had had a striker like that. And like, I've been reading what Berg said in his press conference, and he said we're looking for an epithetico. Τώρα ο επιθετικός είναι να μπαίνει, ας πούμε. Επιθετικός, is it that πολύ guy who is complay center forward and
on the wings, I think.
Yeah.
What does he mean? I don't know. Because the past thing when we were talking about, ας πούμε, είπε ο Μπέρκ ότι γυρεύκουμε να βρούμε ένα επιθετικό. Τώρα επιθετικός μπορεί να είναι δεκάρι, μπορεί να είναι μέσο επιθετικός, μπορεί να είναι φτερό, μπορεί να παίζει και center for και φτερό. So, δεν ξέρω, αλλά have we got any comments?
Yeah, we got some comments. So we'll put them up there, Chris, because Chris is on the production now. I'm giving him the opportunity. But the one thing I will say, which, we'll talk about Loiza earlier, and Roy, I think you nailed everything that I wanted to say. To be fair, I think you got it spot on. The lad got forward. He looked like he was going to beat his marker every time he got the ball. It was almost as if he had the beating of him every time. He didn't try anything fancy. As you said, he tracked back. He was cutting balls out in the last 5 minutes. He was trying to head balls. He was hunting down lost calls. I remember there was a cross from, was it Lesiak that crossed it? And it looked like it was going to go out for a throw-in. And he chased it down.
Yeah.
The defender won the ball, but then he won it back. Mm-hmm. And this goes back to what we were saying at the beginning of the season. He needs to add this to his game. Because as you rightly said, Roy, it's all well and good having the skills, the flair, the ability to get your head down and beat one or two players. And we've seen him do it. But you need more. You need more to become that player. And I'll tell you this for now. If this is the Loiza that we see from now going forward until the end of the season, I will be thrilled. I'll also say I told you so. But listen, this isn't me like being an arse about anything. Every player needs to know. Even Johnny's today was tracking back more than he did normally. He's another person that had an outstanding game. Second half, he was a man possessed, you know? Yeah. There were some occasions where, in fact, there was one occasion where he beat two players because, we've passed them and got into the box. I'm like, this reminds me of Ike, the one.
It's a shame it is. Shame he didn't score that one.
It is, but this goes back to what we were saying about confidence and how the players are there. The players are there, and it's just been one of those seasons where we've been down, they've been down, the other fans have been down. It's just been one of those fucking seasons. And do you know what? We won today. We're up to fourth now, aren't we? Didn't we leapfrog an Orthos here? Right?
Yep.
And okay, I know they've got games in hand, but I'll tell you what, I'd rather have the points than have to play for the points.
Mm-hmm.
Roy's looking confused. Why are you looking confused there, Roy?
No. My wife sent me a message that the baby didn't sleep, so I have to keep it a bit down there.
Ah, and that's... when I said we're up in fourth, he's like looking around. Like, are we fourth? What's going on? But yeah, no. Listen, I think overall we can't complain. You know, this is a different reaction to the Buffer game. let's be real about it. And look, you can only beat what's in front of you, okay? And we knew, as you said before, Roy. I feel like I'm copying you now. Olympiacos traditionally they've always been, well, I say always, the past couple of seasons definitely they've been very, very tricky, and they seem to know how to play against us. And the other thing we need to take into consideration, which we haven't said, look how many players we've had out today. Think of the amount of players that were out, be it unfit, that just about made the bench, or players that just didn't play. Shehu, Lang, Bashiru, Yordi, Mix, Eric, that's six already. Shepa, Lang. I know he's on the bench and he came on, but he's not fully fit. Ernest, you could argue, that's eight players.
That's what makes this win even more important and so crucial that we got the 3 points with this team that we had today.
Lang was out as well. We should congratulate him for his renewal of his contract. Mm-hmm. I think it's a good move.
100%. He should. He'll probably be captain, vice captain, if Kusel comes back, obviously, which he will. But I think he'll take the captain's armband next season. But yeah. So
Before someone sent a message about Jonis and said he reminded him of Ronaldinho. Estelle, do you know who he reminded me of?
When?
I don't think Chris is going to remember because he was a kid. Do you remember Andrei Kanchelskis?
Oh, yes.
Come on, man. Why would I not remember him?
Andrei Kanchelskis.
He was also
Andrei Kanchelskis. Andrei Kanchelskis. Hoi!
That's
yeah. Okay. Good. And now, he reminded me.
I actually speak to his son from time to time, to be honest.
Yeah, his son's
I'd love to get Kanchelskis. So yeah, his son was born in England, isn't it? He's an Everton fan. But his son does all of his dad's media like stuff. So if someone asks Kanchelskis, he goes through his son to do it. So yeah, okay. But yeah, I'd love to get him on this podcast to be honest. But then it would be Man United centric, and we got a lot of Liverpool and Arsenal fans watching.
So. He must be United, isn't he?
You got AFTV for that, bruvs. Blood fan.
Εντάξει, παίζω εν κύπελλο σε λίγο, να. Έχουμε άλλα comments.
Hey guys, so look, the team average age was 25.45. Can I just say 25 and a half?
What is this comment that I just saw now?
About what? Ben Arfa.
What the?
Hatem Ben Arfa for Omonia. Nah, come on, Stefano. What drugs are you on? If you're on some magical mushrooms, send them over to me. Next time I come to Cyprus, we'll eat mushrooms.
The truth is, his name. He was a Prodin Andoni manager. Daxi Allah, he's on about half a million per year. So I don't think anyone wants to spend that much money.
Yeah,
it's a ridiculous amount of money for someone like that. How old is he now? 33.
34.
Nah.
He's one of the most skillful players I've ever seen. Like when he was on
top. Oh, 100%. Him and Tarat.
Newcastle one and Tarat. Adel Tarat at QPR.
Ridiculous. But see, this is the thing, boys, and I think this is a great segue onto what you mentioned about Frank Bolli that is being rumored to come in. I know 24 Sports are mentioned in today. Long gone are the days whereby you can sign a 34, 35, 36-year-old from a different league to come to Cyprus. It's changing now. You know, Addis have signed a Swedish champion who played in the Champions League this season. You know, different clubs are signing players from a different level now. And we need to be looking at... We can't be looking at Hatem Ben Arfa that hasn't played a game in like a year. We can't be looking at someone like Samir Nasri. We can't be looking at Samir Nasri's brother... You don't know what I'm talking about because we had this Kulvende in the WhatsApp, but let's just leave it at that. But yeah, so we need to be leveling up. And if Bolli is the player to come in, is he at AFCON with Ivory Coast? Is he in the Ivory Coast squad? I don't even know if he's in the Ivory Coast squad. I don't even know. But anyway, it is what it is.
On to the next. We've got a hard game on Sunday.
Yeah. Go on, Karen. No, please.
I was going to say that, you know, we've got six games left. Έχεις τον Απόλλωναν εκτός, την Ανόρθωση εκτός. Έχεις το Αποέλ. Έχεις τον Άρην εκτός. Και έχεις και ΠΑΕΚ και Άχνα, που ρεαλιστικά είναι τα πιο εύκολα παιχνίδια, αλλά δεν μπορείς να πεις με σιουρκάν ότι ξέρεις, έχεις οτιδήποτε. So we've been saying one game at a time. Next game's with Apollona. If we do want anything from this season, whatever that translates to, realistically it's top four, you have to win. There's no excuses. We're Omonia, even though we haven't been the team we wanted so far, we can't go there being all defeatists. And, you know, go there as underdogs. We should go there and prove that we want to win. And That's how.
Hold on a second. How have Apollon fared against the teams that have been challenging this season? Because they lost to Ajax at the weekend.
Twice this season.
They lost twice at Ajax. Right, we beat them. They drew with Aboel. Yeah, recently.
Yeah.
1-1 when the referee was an Aboel fan, allegedly. I'm going to get loads of fucking threats now. Keep them coming. I'm used to them, you cunts. Anyway, who else? And obviously they drew away from home when Robert was sent off.
Yeah.
So against the teams that are up there, they struggle a little bit, man. No. So I'm not going to this game complacent, but I think with the players that we've got coming back for that game, I'm pretty sure Lang will be available. No? Because he's got COVID, isn't he? Mix will be back. Yordi will be back, unless anyone else catches COVID or whatever. You might see that they don't. And I'm not going to go into this one worrying about it. I'm really not. Because you've got to take each game as it comes, boys. You can't just sit there and worry about it, you know?
Most definitely.
So, yeah, anyway. Right, have we got any more comments there, Chris? You know?
Let's see. Keep the faith.
Does anyone want to come on to say something? Does anyone fancy talking to us? I'll put the invite thing in the thing. I'll tell you what, we've gone on for 35 minutes, yeah? I'll put the StreamYard link here if anyone wants to join us. We'll go on for 10 more minutes because I think 45 minutes is enough to talk about.
Yeah, it's more than enough, minute. I think. Because
let's join.
If we can get people coming on for the next 10 minutes, we'll wrap it up afterwards, yeah?
Yeah, we're running out of things to talk about, so...
Exactly. Yeah. Well, look, we spoke we'll about Bolly.
Keep it short and simple.
Bravo. So, do you think we'll be strengthening in any other positions?
I think we need someone in the middle ASAP. Another defender.
Centre back.
Yeah.
A centre back or someone in the middle. Is that what did you say to Chris?
Kendronje Amina. If Stefan is about to join.
What do you want me to do? You want me to do what? What do you want me to do?
You want still?
You want yeah,
me? Yeah.
Yeah, hello.
Hello. Happy New Year. Estás tengala?
Καλά ρε φίλε, εσύ.
Πώς τον πρόφεσορ ο Στέφανος με γιον το μουστάνι και το γυαλί.
Στέφανο, can you do me a favor?
Έλα.
Can you say, είμαι πολλά νευριασμένος?
Why?
Doesn't matter, I'm joking. Bemu, what's going on? Tell us positive your result. Come on.
Positive result today. We played very well. First half and the second half as well. We took our chance. We missed a lot of chances. We were the best team on the pitch. Honestly, there's a bigger picture than that. We've had these kind of performances where we play well, we win. And then we go and, I don't know, fucked it up somehow. I don't want to be negative, but we've had this kind of results when we have our high hopes and win. When we win and then we go to the next game and we completely capitulate. That's a mentality thing. And today we have half of our squad today. We have the kids. And you know what? What I've realized, we play a lot better with them. I don't know what it is.
Oh, careful. You're walking in dangerous territory now. I don't want to hear this. You know, we play better with him because he's not going to want to bring anyone else in.
No, we need players though. We need a striker. We need a striker. I've heard that Podiak might be leaving. Is that true? Podiak or Cheba? Cheba maybe. I don't know.
Mate, there's no chance Cheba would leave. I don't think so.
It's silly season. Everyone's got a. Got an uncle that knows someone that knows something that knows somebody. There's always rumors at this time of year, man. Happens everywhere. I wouldn't worry about it. I really wouldn't worry about it because we just need to focus on the here and now, yeah?
Siura, it's about who we bring, but Also, at the same time, what positions other do you think we should bring except for the guardian striker? Other positions.
Back. We need a beast at the
centre back.
Yeah.
We need a central defender that could come in and wants to eat people, literally eat them.
We need a Nemanja Vidic.
Yeah. Van Dijk.
So I can't even stall him. Who's Van Dijk?
Eh?
Careful. Behavior.
Don't compare him to Vidic.
We're not going to have this Kuvenda now. Stefano, listen, mate. Stefano, thank you for jumping on. Tell us one more thing there, because we've got someone else ready to jump on and we want to wrap up quickly. So thank you, man. Thank you for jumping on again. Google.
The moment of match with Apollona, like I said on the I sent you in the comments, I said that I've had the same feeling against Apollon when we won Agassi-B, we're gonna win. I don't know, it was a strange feeling. I think we lost the pre-women of match. And then we went and won that game, played very well. So I have this same kind of feeling. I don't fear Apollon at all. They're a good team. There's a reason why they're there, but I don't see that leadership from them. The same leadership they had years when they were, you know, in the title race. And now they have a bigger chance to win the league because I've heard that they might deduct minus 9 points to Ajax will happen.
Sábado. For the COVID.
I think they will win the league. To be honest, it's between them or Aris if that happens. Us, I don't know. It depends on consistency. But yeah, that's it. I think we're going to win against Apollo.
Thank you. Pedro, let's get Pedro on. He's been waiting for a while. Yasu, Pedro.
Γεια σας, κουβέντια, να μου κάνετε.
Can't recognize that voice. Come on.
Καλή χρονιά.
The guy that speaks the wrong words.
I finished work, came home around 6, and I was like, να πάω, να μην πάω σήμερα, βρέσει, γαμώ το να πάω και να νευριάσω, να πάει πιέση μουσίγια πάλι, τα λόγια θα πάω. Η ώρα έξι και εγώ σημαίνω στο αυτοί και πήγαινε να γάζει ένα δεξιά. So 20 minutes was the fight with myself. I ended up going to the game. Εψόφιζα. Να μόνο πολύ κρύαδα σήμερα, πολλά νερά.
Ευτυχώς πέρας τα βιλέμε σας σήμερα.
Φίλε, είμαι άνθρωπος που εγκριώνω και συμπόψε εκκρύωσα. Δηλαδή ήταν κρύαδα. Αλλά έβρασα που εθώρουν τον Λοΐζου και τράβαν τους που τη φαέλαν και κούνταν τους και τους αφήνουν να προχωρήσουν. Κοινων ήθελα να δω, άρεσε μου πάρα πολλά, γιατί έμασε συνήθεσες σε τον το πράγμα.
You like it rough, you dirty boy.
What?
You said you like it rough, you dirty boy.
Oh yes, yes, that's the good way, that's a good way. Spank them in the butt. Kick a little bit here, pull a little bit there.
Turn into any kind of show it is now. Come on, let's go. Let's talk porn.
Man, that's what I'm good at.
Rosso's waiting to jump on and he's going like, fuck, what are they talking about now? I can't be talking about what stuff I've got on my computer. Right? He's waiting.
Rosso's να μας μιλήσει, δεν ξέρω. Ό,τι θέλει ας πει πάντως, τις ξεδιμαζές αφήστε τις για μένα.
Tell us about the game. Come on,
game. I enjoyed watching the game for once. I enjoyed watching the game. Enen evriasa. Εχάρηκα που τους είδα που ήταν έτσι, in a way, pissed off. They didn't want to let them keep the ball. They kept on pushing and pulling, and that's what we wanted to see. Well, no softies, no Mr. Nice Guy. Fuck him. Kick him, pull him, push him. I don't give a shit who you are. And Olympiacos has a good team. He does have a good team. He's got players. And I'm glad they didn't let them do whatever they wanted to do. That was the main thing for me. The pushing and the pulling and the gutsy pushes and whatever. I'm very upset about Johnny's not scoring. He should have had a goal. He deserved it. to have a goal. And also, I feel sorry for Gagulis not scoring. He wanted it. I believe he wanted it a lot to score today. He got unlucky with that pass. I think it was from Bambulis just before he got changed. He got unlucky there. If the ball was too quick, it was a really strong pass. If the ball was a little bit slower, νομίζω να τους τράβα μια μες το γάμο, μες το γάμμα, μες το πουλί, τους μείνει ο λίδιγιδος. Και για μένα ήταν να πω αδιασύχτη πώς πήρε την κρυάδα. That's it, boys. That's it.
Yeah.
You're my hero. You're my hero.
I got 9% on my Mac. I hope I can finish your stream.
Yeah. All right.
Edward, thank you for jumping on, man. Yeah, I appreciate it. Thank you, man. Thanks
Edward,
thank you,
we'll have another talk still about that comment that I sent to you privately on Facebook about a player. And we were wondering if he was going to be in or not. Asante.
Ah, okay.
I told you about it. You remember? I don't know if you remember the message.
Yeah.
Remains to be seen, my friend. He renewed. He's still in the squad. He's not going to be leaving, but we'll see. I hope
he gets in.
I do. I love the guy. He's a great player. I want him to come in and fuck everyone up.
Let's go. Let's do it.
Και τον πράσινο να είναι για μένα, πάλι γάμο η Ρατσάντος. Άντε, γεια.
Thank you, brother. Cheers, man. Άντε. Bye-bye.
That's like Roy version 2.
Rosso's been waiting patiently. He's been waiting patiently.
Hello, man.
Hey there, χαλαρά. Guys, best fucking podcast for Omonia, ρε. Best fucking podcast. So, ara. Ρε, you know what was missing tonight? There's one thing missing tonight. Everyone played like lions. Όπως λέει το ύμνος της Ομόνιας. 10 to 15,000 supporters of Ομόνια tonight. 3-4-0. Easy. Με το passion που επέξασε σήμερα. Sorry.
Why do you think people didn't turn up, Ray? Why do you think there weren't many fans in the stadium?
It's the COVID. It's raining. It's the raining. It's a lot of factors, man. I think it's a lot of factors. Anyway, guys, I'm not gonna hold you up.
No. Thank you for waiting, man. I think you've been talking, man. You've been waiting longer than you've been talking. So tell us, apart from the performance overall, who was your man of the match? Who was your MVP?
Dude, I really like Johnny tonight. Yeah. I don't know, man. Johnny was, it reminds me of classic football. Like, okay, we're overreacting when you say Ronaldinho, but he played very good tonight. He was τριπλάρης και κόσμο, έφκαλε μπάσες, and everyone played good. Like, okay, Καπουλής, man, that was a chance you don't miss. That.
Do you think because he was kind of leaning back? Because I haven't seen it properly. I haven't seen the replay, but it looked
I don't know, man. During the match, how they think, how he fall to make a shot. I don't know, man. The goalkeeper was lucky as well.
I thought he slipped before he hit it.
I think Agüeles is a bit ajomenos. Because he has his chance now. Jay, he can't prove it. In a way, νομίζω τούτον τραβάτο λίον κάτω. Αλλά overall, dudes, I want to say something positive, all right? We always need to support our team. Don't forget where we are 10 years ago, 5 years ago. Come on. Berk came to this island and changed football. I don't care what people say. Berk changed football in Cyprus like Jovanovic did a couple of years in Apoel. The guy's amazing. Yes, he has his idiotropies, whatever, he's human like we all are, but I think by supporting our teams, our players and the coach, dude, Omonia loves Prodathlima, we got this. I'm telling you, we got this, who cares? Maybe Aik is a bit formarismeni ομάδα. All the other teams, man, come on. Same shit. What? I mean, they win, they lose, they draw. They don't play that good. I mean, come on.
Phil, I've always questioned Apollon's mentality and their archidia. Do you know what I mean? I couldn't call Rabiedes.
To be fair, I don't care about other teams. I don't really look them up. Maybe Ike a bit because I'm from Larnaca, but dude, Omonia, I think we got them. If we know Europe now, they're gonna. If we're lucky with no more injuries, I think we got this, man. I don't know.
How many points off the top are we now?
Ten. How many? Oh. Ten.
Seven points.
Come on.
My concern
is playoffs.
I know, but my concern is that the teams below us, like Anorthosis, they brought in Novotny, is a very good striker.
Of course.
You know, and I bought, they've strengthened defensively.
I think this will go until the last game, until so the Lefteo matched on playoff. We might be it. Who knows?
Here's to hoping, man. Honestly. Rosso, thank you very much for your time, bro. I appreciate it. Thank you for jumping on. Thanks for your support.
Bye-bye.
Brother, take care. Bye-bye. There you go. Three people on. I love it. And do you know what? The more people we get on, the better. Because, you know, we obviously want you guys to contribute. It's brilliant. But not just to see your faces, but to hear your voices, to let us know what you're thinking. And again, thank you for everyone jumping on. And we've done 50 minutes. Gentlemen, another great episode. And we're doing it with smiles on our faces.
Yeah.
So,
for a change.
Yeah. There you go. Do you want to wrap it up, Mr. Roy? Radio Roy? Yep.
Okay. Πολύ λοιπόν, παιδιά, σήμερα να πάμε να παίζουμε έτσι λίγο πιο ήρεμα, πιο ήσυχα. Ήταν μια νίκη η οποία χρειαζόμαστε μετά από 5 ανεπιτυχή αποτελέσματα. Μακριά μεν που τους στόχους μας, αλλά όσο μακριά είμαστε και άλλον τόσο κοντά, όπως είπε και ο φίλος μας ο Ρώσος πριν. Ένα παιχνίδι κάθε φορά, επόμενο το μάτς με τον Απόλλωνα εκτός έδρας, ένα δύσκολο παιχνίδι, όπως δύσκολα θα είναι και όλα τα εναπομείναντα παιχνίδια, αλλά τουλάχιστον σήμερα ευκάλαμε, συνδυάστηκε τα καλά τα διαστήματα και με χαρακτήρα και με τους μητσούς που επέξασαν και γενικά τα συμπεράσματα μετά από το σημερινό παιχνίδι είναι παραπάνω θετικά παρά αρνητικά. Και πρέπει να συνεχίσουμε να είμαστε πίσω από την ομάδα μας. Μην μπελανίσκετε με μεταγραφές, μην περιμένετε πολλά πράγματα. Θέλω τούτο να το πω έτσι και σαν γενικό σχόλιο. Επειδή
πρίσιμο Chris κάθε μέρα μες στο chat για τις μεταγραφές.
Ναι ρε φίλε, αλλά ας πούμε, με ξεχνάτε ότι ο Γενάρης είναι ο μήνας και μεταγραφική περίοδος που μπορείς να κάνεις πολλά μεγάλες αλλαγές. Τα ρίσκα είναι πολλά πιο μεγάλα. Αποδείξαμε και σήμερα ότι οι μητσί που επέξαν αξίζουν ευκαιρίες παραπάνω. Οπότε να ξέρετε ότι εδώ αφαίρεις έναν άλλον παίχτη να κόψεις ευκαιρίες που τους μητσούς που σήμερα όλοι λαλούμε ότι θέλουμε να παίζουν. Εντάξει. Και όπως πάντα να είστε πίσω από την ομάδα μας και να κάνουμε το ταμείο στο τέλος της χρονιάς, ρε παιδιά. Ομόνια, σίλα. Έτσι, ναι. Πάμε σίλα καμου.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.